Developer Carl Palladino's Ellicott Development wants to take down a gas station and a house used to store tires at the corner and replace the two structures with an $8 million four-story structure with a restaurant and store on the first floor and three residential floors above, with 21 units of market-rate apartments and an interior parking. During last night's meeting, there were comments the rents would be too high, the building blocked the sun, that it looked pretty good, that the corner needed something besides a gas station. Council member Michael Locurdo says this mixed-use proposal gets into major planning issues.
That's what the Elmwood Village has been asking for and desiring for in new developments, that kind of old kind of, you know, walkable, dense neighborhood that we see a lot of on Elmwood Avenue. And one of the reasons that it's been so successful, but on this particular corner, it's kind of a dead zone.
Locurdo says he expects part of this project will eventually come to the council, with the overall proposal going to the planning board September 6th. Ellicott Development says if approved in City Hall, the building should be done at the end of next year or early in 2016. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.